Hello, this is Jake Leahy reading the Supreme Court decision syllabus in DeVillier versus Texas. Certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Argued January 16, 2024. Decided April 16, 2024. Richard DeVillier and more than 120 other petitioners own property north of the U.S. Interstate Highway 10 between Houston and Beaumont, Texas. The dispute here arose after the state of Texas took action to use portions of I-10 as a flood evacuation route, installing a roughly 3-foot barrier along the highway median to act as a dam. When subsequent hurricanes and storms brought heavy rainfall, the median barrier performed as intended, keeping the south side of the highway open, but it also flooded petitioners' land to the north, causing significant damage to their property. DeVillier filed suit in Texas state court. He alleged that by building the median barrier and using his property to store stormwater, Texas has effected a taking of his property for which the state must pay just compensation. Other property owners filed similar suits. Texas removed the cases to federal court, where they were consolidated into a single proceeding with one operative complaint. The operative complaint includes inverse condemnation claims under both the Texas Constitution and the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment. As relevant, Texas moved to dismiss the federal inverse condemnation claim, arguing that a plaintiff has no cause of action arising directly under the Takings Clause. The district court denied Texas's motion, concluding that a property owner may sue a state directly under the Takings Clause. The Fifth Circuit reversed, holding that the Fifth Amendment Takings Clause, as applied to the states through the 14th Amendment, does not provide a right of action for takings claims against a state. Held. DeVillier and the other property owners should be permitted to pursue their claims under the Takings Clause through the cause of action available under Texas law. The Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment states, quote, "Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation," end quote. The court has explained that a property owner acquires an irrevocable right to just compensation immediately upon a taking because of the self-executing character of the Takings Clause with respect to compensation. Nick versus Township of Scott, quoting First English Evangelical Lutheran Church of Glendale versus County of Los Angeles. The question here concerns the procedural vehicle by which a property owner may seek to vindicate that right. Constitutional rights do not typically come with a built-in cause of action to allow for private enforcement in courts, see Egbert versus Buell, and so they are asserted offensively pursuant to an independent cause of action designed for that purpose, CEG 42 USC 1983. DeVillier relies on First English and other cases to argue that the Takings Clause creates by its own force a cause of action authorizing suits for just compensation, but those cases do not directly confront whether the Takings Clause provides a cause of action. It would be imprudent to decide that question without first establishing the premise in the question presented that no other cause of action exists to vindicate the property owner's right under the Takings Clause. Texas state law does provide an inverse condemnation cause of action by which property owners may seek just compensation against the state based on both the Texas Constitution and the Takings Clause. This case, therefore, does not present the circumstance in which a property owner has no cause of action to seek just compensation. The court, therefore, remands that DeVillier and other property owners may proceed through the cause of action available under Texas law. Vacated and remanded. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion for a unanimous court.